This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This perfect storm. The debate is over around climate change. Just come to the state of California. Observe it with your own eyes. It's not an intellectual debate. It's not even debatable.
The debate is over around climate change.
California's rogue governor says the fires are due to climate change. But anyone with a modicum of awareness knows that this is an outrageous lie. We know exactly what causes the California wildfire. It is the result of two factors, dry seasons and people. Official state records have only been kept since the 1950s, and 2020 has been the most destructive season on record. But this isn't a new phenomenon, and the fires of the past were more destructive than the modern era. Through studies of tree rings and other natural evidence, researchers have documented multiple droughts in California during the past 1,000 years, including one that began in the year 850, which lasted 2.5 centuries. Before European settlers arrived in California, indigenous peoples used controlled burns to manage the dry season and to increase and improve their harvest. It is estimated they would burn 4.4 million acres of forest each year, and that is twice as much as 2020. Studies have shown that 97% of all forest fires are caused by humans. Smoking, campfires, and other accidents have always been a problem. Experts blame the recent wildfires on fire suppression and an overabundance of wood fuel. One of the reasons why the indigenous people burned so much forest was to keep this under control. Aside from human accidents, there is also arson, and we have seen plenty of arson in 2020. It's been sort of the theme.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it.
Several people have been arrested for starting fires along the entire West Coast. Homeowners are catching arsonists on their property. There are reports of people throwing Molotov cocktails out of moving vehicles on the freeway.
Police vehicle 213 northbound 205. It's a dark Subaru with Texas plates throwing Molotov cocktails.
And there are videos of arsonists setting people's homes on fire. We know for certain that at least one of the arrested arsonists is directly involved with the BLM Antifa movement. And the rest certainly seem to fit the bill. Local news is reporting on it.
A man has been arrested, accused of starting this fire.
One of two men accused of intentionally setting fire to fields along freeways.
But the FBI and the mainstream media are in full denial. A Clackamas County Sheriff's deputy was placed on administrative leave after warning locals about coordinated arson attacks.
What I'm worried about is that there's people stashing stuff, right?
Right.
It means that they're going to go in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't want to sound like some doomsdayer,
right,
but it's getting serious.
And the Democrat Party is telling you it is all climate change.
Mother Earth is angry. She's telling us, whether she's telling us with hurricanes on the Gulf Coast, or fires in the West, whatever it is, that the climate crisis is real and has an impact.
And telling you that the fires will soon come to your town if you don't vote for climate change.
What we're experiencing right here is coming to a community all across the United States of America unless we get our act together on climate change.
Which is a pretty nasty threat, considering how many cities across America have burned by the hands of radical leftists over the summer. The 2006 film Apocalypto beautifully illustrated how the ancient Mayans' advanced knowledge of astronomy could have been used to frighten the superstitious masses into offering their own to be sacrificed on the altar of false idols, who had the power to blacken out the sun. and there is nothing new under the sun. People today will throw away their children's birthright because of ignorance, faith in false idols.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Gentlemen, it is Sunday, September 13th, the year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live on this Sunday show. And we're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. Then Owen Schroyer comes in with the new Sunday show live called Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Roger Stone is out in Reno, Nevada, where President Trump is. And while Trump's speaking, Roger Stone is going to be joining us via video Skype from very nearby, getting into the big national headlines that Roger Stone's calling for martial law and a military coup. No, Roger Stone on this show last Wednesday said if they're calling for a coup against the president and against the election and the people, Trump has to take action against them. But that's how they reverse reality. Former head of the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, has the headline from Zero Hedge. It's up on Infowars.com. Paul Craig Roberts, the U.S. and its Constitution have 2 months left. The deep state is trying to remove President Trump. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, here's the false headlines out of Forbes. Roger Stone calls on Trump to seize total power and assert martial law. But could he? Here's the London Independent. Roger Stone tells Trump to bring martial law if he loses election. Did not say that. There is no quote. It's made up. Roger Stone calls on Trump to seize total power. It's in the London Guardian. It's in the New York Times. It's in the Washington Post. It's everywhere. And it's our response to the headlines of General Mattis plotted secret coup against Trump that was all over the news this week. So he comes on air and responds to that, responds to Democrats, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all calling for the military, including the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, to remove Trump. We say, man, that's illegal. If you try a military coup, we'll have to have you arrested. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, comes out and says it's illegal what Democrats want. And just like that, they distort reality yet again, one more time, for everybody. And they tell you that Roger Stone wants martial law. That's how they operate over and over and over and over again. And now we're 50 days out from the historic election, and the Democrats are planning their next move. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see the live show feed headline tonight. And it's quite the headline. It's quite the headline when you go up to Infowars.com and you see the name of the show this evening, confirmed deep state arsonist behind record-breaking West Coast wildfires, plus new coup plot against Trump, goes mainstream. And if you look at what the Environmental Protection Agency did, but particularly what the Democrats did out in particularly the West Coast, but all over the country, in the 70s and 80s, they got laws and regulations passed California has the most draconian of any state, where you cannot cut fire breaks into wilderness, and you can't clean out the underbrush. And everywhere the left's in control, like here in Austin, millions of trees have tags on them, even little trees. And if you get caught cutting them down or doing something, they throw you in jail. Now, there's many photos. You can just type it into a search engine. Examples of fire breaks stopping fires. I'll do that for you next segment. And you can see famous cases of where a road will stop a major fire. This is all just basic science. It's what humans have done for thousands of years. But since the 70s, California has not allowed any brush to be cut, any kindling to be removed. So it's giant piles of debris that when there's a lightning strike or arson or high winds, all hell breaks loose. We'll be covering all of that coming up next segment when I can show you some photos of just the amazing information of what happens with fire breaks. There's all these famous photos of, you'll see a big long road and where a fire burned right up to the road and then stops because the road acts as a natural fire break. It's amazing to see what happens. And the Democrats know full well what they're doing. China builds fire breaks. North Korea builds fire breaks. We're not allowed to because it's all part of the sabotage default. Just like they want the dams blown up. And they want men not to be men and women not to be women. And they want fuzzy math to be taught. Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5. People thought that was a joke. That's real. And now they're just getting rid of standardized testing altogether. This is how you collapse the civilization. This is how you collapse the society now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get to the shocking footage that's some of the most shocking yet of when two sheriff's deputies are assassinated. We're going to play that video, or their attempted assassination, ambush, both shot, both in critical condition, in Los Angeles, for no reason but for being police. Then Black Lives Matter showed up trying to enter the hospital, screaming, "We hope you all die." And then there were some other police officers that were killed in another area, and the media is celebrating their random execution and their death as well. So that is all coming up today, and then Roger Stone will be joining us coming up in the second hour from Reno, Nevada. But what an incredible time to be alive and watching all of this unfold. Separately, there's a meme going around on the internet saying one day after California legalizes pedophilia, and then it just shows this image of the famous Bay Area skyline with the big pyramidal Travelers Insurance building, and it looks like an image of Dante's Inferno. And that's the headline, Newsom signs bill removing automatic penalty for consensual sex acts involving minors. But children don't have the age of consent. That's why they can't sign contracts. That's why they can't join the military. That's why they can't have sex until they're 18. It's because people don't want their children being tricked like they do in Eastern Europe, young girls, and put them on a plane, fly them into sex slavery and say, Saudi Arabia. They've also changed the age of consent to 11 for abortions and vaccinations, where your 11-year-old can be talked into by the counselor of school to kill their baby or take deadly vaccines. That's the state coming in and becoming the parents, and it is so incredibly evil. California still carries out secret sterilizations, has come out in the news. So does Oregon. It's all eugenics, and it's all about power. It's all about control. So they want this dystopic future. That's why all the big movies are like Blade Runner and show this hellish future that's coming. By 2018, supposedly the skies would look like San Francisco's dude back in that 1980s film, Blade Runner. Yeah, a few years late, but now it's here. All because they knowingly will not allow any fire breaks to be repaired or built. They've all grown back up over 30, 40 years. There's now kindling and dead trees everywhere. Oh, but also Facebook banned anyone criticizing the fact that it was arsonists being arrested and saying that's fake news, that it's climate change. Because when Democrats say something, it's the law, even though they just arrested a bunch of arsonists who shot video of them setting the main fires. in Oregon, in California. They're arresting arsonists who just so happen to be Antifa and BLM. And that's in local ABC, CBS, NBC News. So that's all coming up today. Oh, you're a medical doctor? Say hydroxychloroquine cures your patients? Boom, you're taken off YouTube. Oh, you're the head of a hospital? They fire you. And who first reports you? Big tech. They're the minders. They're the controllers. This is going to be one hell of a Sunday transmission. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Please remember, the only way we reach more people, the only way we counter all this corruption, is when you spread the word about that local TV station or radio station you're listening to. And even if you have friends and family outside the area that don't have a local station, tell folks about Infowars.com/show and band.video and share the live link. Confirmed, deep state arsonists behind record-breaking West Coast wildfires. They set up the climate for it. They set up not allowing the cutting down of the trees or the dead wood or the kindling. And then they hype it all up. And then their leftist agitators go out and start burning things down. And they blame it on you and tell you it's all your fault because you're middle class while they fly around in jumbo jets. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4748. 800-387-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, Tucker Carlson knocks it out of the park.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm going to come back next segment and get into what's really happening with the fires and the rest of the story. Tucker covers about 90% of it. I'll give you the rest of it on the other side. Then I'll get into the police being hunted down and killed and what's really behind that and more 50 days out from the election. But here's part of Tucker Carlson just a few days ago laying out what's really happening with their claim that it's all climate change, when in reality it's their own actions on purpose, premeditatedly, to destroy civilization as we know it. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Tucker Carlson Tonight. You probably didn't see it live, not many people did, but last month a former Republican member of Congress called Susan Molinari spoke at the Democratic National Convention. If you thought about it, it was an odd moment. Susan Molinari is a very nice person, actually. People who know her like her. But it wasn't really clear what she was doing speaking at the Democratic convention. Most Democratic voters probably never have heard of Susan Molinari, and her whole speech lasts just a moment. So what was the point of it, exactly? Well, here's the point. Susan Molinari was a top lobbyist for Google. She was a senior executive at Google until 2018. She wasn't at the DNC to speak to anyone watching from home on TV. She was speaking to the Democratic Party itself. Her message to them was very clear. Silicon Valley is on your side. We'll help you win this thing. By inviting Susan Molinari, Democrats also sent a message back to Silicon Valley. You have nothing to fear from us. Elect Joe Biden and you can keep your monopolies. You can extend your control over American life. This was a bargain a long time in the making. Immediately after Donald Trump was elected in 2016, executives at Google held a company-wide meeting. Really, it was more of a group therapy session. The company's chief financial officer, Ruth Porat, broke down in tears as she spoke. She asked how Google could, quote, use the great strength and resources and reach we have to continue to advance really important values, end quote. What are those values? They're not your values. Google co-founder Sergey Brin was also devastated by Trump's victory. He found the election, quote, deeply offensive. Watch Brin go full encounter group in front of his employees.
Most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for because of the election. As an immigrant and a refugee, I certainly find this election deeply offensive.
Is there anything positive you see from this election result?
Boy, that's a really tough one right now.
Another oppressed billionaire. At the same meeting, Brin suggested that Google change its algorithm, the very core of its search business, to promote, quote, better quality of governance and decision making. What does that mean? In other words, they want to subvert democracy, and everyone in the room knew exactly what he was saying, and they got to work doing it. 2 years later, video of that company-wide meeting leaked. Any other company would have been ashamed of it. The head of America's most powerful corporation caught on camera planning to manipulate voting in elections. But Google was not embarrassed. They didn't stop either. No one made them stop, so they continued. Last year, a new video emerged. This video showed a woman called Jen Janai, who works in the artificial intelligence unit at Google, confessing to trying to manipulate the 2020 election, the one underway now. Janai said, quote, "We all got screwed over in 2016, so we're rapidly been like, what happened there, and how do we prevent it from happening again?" Once again, she's speaking about the results of a free and fair democratic election that Google, the most powerful company in the world, didn't like, so they're trying to make sure it never happens again. It's brazen, but they're doing it. Why are they doing it? Well, imagine you're them. Imagine we're back in 2016 and you're a tech executive in Northern California. You're in your 30s. You're not particularly impressive, though you have all the right credentials. And yet somehow you are now worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And you look on as Donald Trump wins the White House. He's running on the most populist Republican platform since Teddy Roosevelt. On the other side, openly socialist candidates are elected to Congress. People are tired of oligarchs like you. You have not improved America. You know this could be very bad for you. Someone might tax your stock options or seize your private island. So what do you do next? Well, Silicon Valley had a few ideas. First, they boosted Democrats who were aligned with Wall Street and multi-billion dollar companies like theirs. As long as people were distracted by identity politics, as long as they were fighting about unresolvable issues like race and gender, you might be able to distract them long enough that you could pull this off. You won't talk about the fact that you don't pay taxes if you're busy attacking cops and other powerless members of the working class. So there's a reason Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are now the standard bearers of the Democratic Party. It's not because Democratic voters love them so much. They didn't. It's because they're compliant. Joe Biden has trouble formulating sentences clearly. He's not posing a threat to tech monopolies. Of course not, after 50 years of shilling for corporations. And no politician has demonstrated more clearly her ability to use race tension to divide this country more effectively than Kamala Harris has. Kamala Harris has applauded the riots. Watch.
I want to make clear that I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had for the first few weeks.
That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
The rioters aren't going to let up, and they should not, says Kamala Harris. Right. This is the same Kamala Harris who tweeted that Michael Brown was murdered by cops in Ferguson, Missouri. He wasn't murdered. That's not speculation. Barack Obama's own Justice Department concluded he wasn't murdered. That's a lie. But Harris repeated it anyway, and her allies at Twitter allowed her to disseminate that lie nationwide. They didn't pull that tweet down. So Silicon Valley is doing all it can to help the Biden-Harris ticket. And this is just the beginning. This year, for example, LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman and other billionaires threw major financial support behind an organization called Acronym. Reportedly, Acronym has set up bogus news sites in swing states to portray Democrats in a positive light. Oh, kind of like the propaganda they claimed Russia was propagating in the last election. Right. This is the party that loves to complain about the death of local journalism. But they are funding a propaganda network to change people's opinions before an election. And the goal, of course, isn't just to make Democrats look good, it's to make you terrified, because scared populations are easier to control. And that's why Facebook blocked a video featuring the president pointing out an obvious scientific truth. And no scientist disagrees with this. Children are mostly not at risk from the effects of the coronavirus. According to the scientific journal The Lancet, the virus is, quote, generally a mild disease in children, including infants. Fatal outcomes are, quote, rare. If you knew that, you might have real questions about the lockdowns Joe Biden and the teachers' unions and so many other institutions in this country are pushing. So you can't know it. Facebook decided you should not be able to see those data from The Lancet. Twitter went a step further and had their 27-year-old liberal arts majors lock down the president's campaign account until the campaign deleted video of themselves.
All right, folks, we're a live show. A lot of crazy stuff happens. That's part of the fun of it. They played the wrong clip, but that's actually more important, Tucker, on Silicon Valley. The part I wanted to get to was just how he lays out the history with their own clips of them saying the world's going to end if you don't give total power over to all of them, and then showing how they changed the law to not let you cut any of the fire breaks that are needed. I mean, this is simple, folks. This is like not grounding the electricity in your house. You're going to get struck by lightning and burned down. The Democrats know exactly what they're doing. It's shutting America down. We'll be right back. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window window and you look into your own family, you can turn on the news, you can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And listen, I could talk for 10 hours straight. Everybody knows that. But I've always said if somebody better comes along, I'd step aside for them. So I don't normally air two clips of Tucker Carlson in 1 hour. But since I mentioned it, I thought we'd get to this report. And then I'll come back next segment and get into the unbelievable pedophile news that's just out in the open as the world awakens to the real currency that the Democratic Party and their controllers are involved in. And that's the innocence and essence of our children. So that is all coming up next segment. Be a very powerful special report. So you want to stay with us. And then Roger Stone is going to be joining us. You know, I was going to air these cops being shot in cold blood. And I was going to air people coming to the hospital, trying to kill them inside, saying they hope they die. But maybe we just shouldn't give people attention like that. Maybe I shouldn't play those clips. Those clips are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com if you want to go look at them. But I'm not going to subject people to this, I guess. Maybe that's not what God wants, but maybe people should see all this. It's kind of like not wanting you to, you know, see the horrible pedophile stuff. I don't want to show that. But at the same time, we do need to expose it, don't we? Let me think about that. Let me think about that a little bit. But this is intentional, the shutdown of our dams, our industry, our energy sectors, our families, our culture. All of this is the admitted plan to bring the United States down. That's how we're being conquered, is from without by the globalists. They're making their move right now. And this country's burning in all the blue cities and blue states because they have paid rioters doing it, paid criminals doing it, and they also have not let anybody cut fire breaks. I'll explain it again. Just type in fire break and click images on any search engine. You'll see what fire breaks do and how fires will burn right up to a road and stop, or right up to a fire break and stop. Fire breaks aren't allowed in these western areas. You know, we've got a ranch in East Texas, and the state came through in the 50s and said, we're cutting a fire break through here. Eminent domain. We said, please. And it makes a nice area through the forested area. And they come through with a big old brush cutters, you know, every 5-6 years. And they go back through there and they cut them with these big tractors. And it's good to have, you know, access on our land, and good to have them do that. But that's why you don't have this type of stuff going on in Texas, ladies and gentlemen. TV viewers can see the examples of this. Here's part of what Tucker Carlson had to say about it Friday night.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Massive wildfires, unprecedented in their scope, continue to sweep across huge portions of the West tonight. In Oregon, 500,000 residents have been forced to evacuate their homes. That's one of every 10 people in the entire state. Dozens are dead, including small children. But the fires still are not close to contained. Watch this report from Fox's Jeff Paul.
Months of tinder dry conditions added to days of high winds and hot temperatures, creating a perfect firestorm across the West. California is one of the hardest hit, with a record-breaking 3 million acres burned and nearly 4,000 homes and buildings lost so far. A 12-year-old boy and his grandmother are among the latest deaths. The flames are spreading so fast, it really doesn't give people much time to get out. The fire's also taking a toll in Washington state, where more than 100 homes are gone, and a 1-year-old boy died as his family tried to flee the flames. And in Oregon, more than 35 fires are burning, with at least 5 small towns destroyed. Resources across the West are stretched thin.
It is awful, and it continues as we speak right now. Walls of flame consuming everything in their path. Homes, thousands and thousands, untold numbers of animals, and of course, as we said, human beings too. It is tragedy on a massive scale. When something this terrible happens, decent people pause. They put their own interests aside for a moment. They consider how they can help. We've seen that kind of selflessness before in this country. This is, remember, the anniversary of 9/11. But there are others for whom altruism is an unknown concept. Self-interest is all they know. These people do not pause. They never do. They relentlessly press forward for any advantage under any circumstances. They see human suffering as a means to increase their personal power. These are the people who turn funerals into political rallies and feel no shame for doing it. As Americans burned to death, people like this swung into action immediately. They went on television with a partisan talking point. Climate change, they said, caused these fires. They didn't explain how exactly that happened. How did climate change do that? They didn't tell us, but they just kept saying it. In the hands of Democratic politicians, climate change is like systemic racism in the sky. You can't see it, but rest assured it's everywhere, and it's deadly. And like systemic racism, it is your fault. The American middle class did it. They caused climate change. They ate too many hamburgers. They drove too many SUVs. They had too many children. A lot of them wear T-shirts to work and didn't finish college. And that causes climate change, too. And worst of all, some of them may vote for Donald Trump in November. And if there's anything that absolutely, definitively causes climate change, and literally over 100% of scientists agree with this established fact, it is voting for Donald Trump. You might as well start a tire fire in your yard. Joe Biden has checked the science, and he agrees with this. Yesterday, the people on Biden's staff who understand the internet tweeted out an image of the wildfires along with this message, quote, climate change is already here, and we're witnessing its devastating effects every single day. We have to get President Trump out of the White House, end quote. So once again, by voting for Donald Trump, you are causing climate change, which causes devastating fires. You, by your vote, have made hundreds of thousands of Oregonians homeless tonight. You've murdered people. Joe Biden's closest friend in the world, a prominent kite surfer on Martha's Vineyard called Barack Obama, echoed that message with his trademark restraint. Obama declared that your life depends on voting for Joe Biden. But hold on a minute, you might ask. Doesn't this very same Barack Obama own a $12 million spread right on the ocean in Massachusetts? At a time when sea levels are rising so fast, we're about to see killer whales in the Rockies. Well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like Barack Obama could be very concerned about climate change. And by the way, didn't Obama go to law school? When did he become a scientist? Those seem like reasonable questions. On the other hand, lawyers pretending to be scientists are now everywhere in the Democratic Party. Here, for example, is the governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee. Inslee's a proud graduate of Willamette University Law School. He's explaining he's already figured out the cause of the fires. Watch.
And these are conditions that are exacerbated by the changing climate that we are suffering. And I do not believe that we should surrender these subdivisions or these houses to climate change exacerbated fires. We should fight the cause of these fires.
So I mismanaged my state. Now it's on fire. You're required to give me more power. Right. You see how that works. But as a factual matter, this is a crock. There is not a single scientist on Earth who knows whether or by how much these fires may have been, quote, exacerbated by warmer temperatures caused by climate change. All we have is conjecture from a handful of scientists and many politicians, none of whom has reached a definitive conclusion. Daniel Swain, for example, he's a climate scientist at UCLA, conceded recently that it's, quote, hard to determine whether climate change played a role in sparking the fires. Okay. That's what science is. It's gradual. It's incremental. Often it's tentative. We don't say things we don't know for certain. It's the opposite of politics. They have nothing
in common. The full Tucker Carlson report is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but I wanted to play that. Let's go further and give you the rest of the story. California is famous for having fires. When people went out there for the gold rush, they would have lightning strikes and big fires. But the difference is, lightning would then burn its own fire breaks, and large areas would be allowed to burn down. So there was fires later, there would be natural fire breaks from where previous fires had happened, and you'd have a random patchwork of where forest wasn't and where forest was from previous wildfires. Wildfires are part of the carbon cycle on this planet. You've got these mask-wearing fraudsters that gave you the COVID shenanigans up there now telling you there's not enough electricity. We have to not have electricity because of climate change and all the rest of this. And now that's climate change's fault, when really they're just ripping you off and running scams and mismanaging. And now they won't cut fire breaks, so that's your fault. And then Facebook censoring everybody, including local TV stations and police departments that have arrested dozens of arsonists who videotape themselves, in many cases, setting the very damn fires. But oh no, it's climate change, so big tech won't let you know. It's arsonists that wait for it to get dry with...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they're throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning. But these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live on this Sunday edition, and I'll just be completely honest with the listeners. I almost could not do this show today, and I don't do that to be dramatic. I never choked 26 years on air. And I'm not choking now. It's just that I study this stuff so much that by the time I get up here, after probably doing, let's not exaggerate, 6 hours of research today, that I am so angry at these people. It's beyond angry. I can't believe this is all going on. I know this is a war. I know it's an assault. I know it's 21st century war where they can't militarily attack us front on. So this international crime syndicate, the globalists, are doing it through the culture, through the corruption, through the people they've manipulated, through their economic power. But it's so obvious, it's so admitted, it's so ridiculous, it's just mind-blowing. So let me just hit this, and then I'll hit the... At least six cops in the last 2 days got executed in the United States. And we'll never even know their names. It's a minor footnote. Two more got shot in Los Angeles and are fighting for their lives. And I got up early this morning at like 4 a.m. because I can't sleep now because of this. And I went on InfoWars.com and I saw the articles about the cops getting shot. And then I clicked on Paul Watson's Twitter. And it was these people coming to the hospital saying, "We hope the cops die," and just acting like complete maniacs. And I didn't hate them because they were black people. Because there's a bunch of white people act just like them. I hated them because they're so stupid. You might get 14 black guys killed wrongfully a year by police. and a few hundred black guys shot by police a year. You're twice as likely to be shot of your white per capita. It's not just there's more white people. If you're a white man, you're twice as likely to be shot by the police because the police aren't scared to shoot you if you pull a gun on them. And cops aren't perfect. There's certainly some bad ones. But I'm watching these black dudes with BLM go to the hospital. And there's like hours of this footage, daring cops to shoot them, screaming, hoping the police die. Because they think there's an epidemic of black people being killed by police. This is mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Because the media creates the perception that there is a record number of black people being killed by police because there's 370 million people in this country, 330 million citizens. And if you want to show every time a black dude gets shot, you can see it almost every day. And most of the time, the black dude pulls a gun and shoots themselves, the cops get blamed. Or pulls a gun on the cops. It's black cops, the cops get blamed. And I'm against the police when they're following legal orders, beating up people because they're not wearing a mask, whether they're black or white. I'm all about going after bad cops. I'm all about going after a police state. But the police state's the globalist, hyping up a bunch of dumb people, black and white, to go out and to shoot cops in the head for no reason, or just random white people pull into BLM checkpoints or Antifa checkpoints. They just shoot you in the head. And when they shoot some old white dude in the head because he didn't stop, it's on the local news and that's it. You see white people when they see a crowd of Antifa or black folks killing an innocent white person, freaking out and going and killing a bunch of white people? But I'll tell you what's going on. They're trying to get crazy white people to go out and kill a bunch of black people. So you'll see a black church get shot up or something, God forbid. And then they're going to trigger the real race war, ladies and gentlemen, and that's all this is. And the average black person, the average white person sees through it. But when the left and the corporate media are pushing this and saying there's an epidemic of black men being killed by police, to where you see every day black guy goes into an auto parts store, goes into a shop, and just kills a random white dude or stabs a random white dude, or shoots them because they go, well, I got to get even because they're killing all of us. That's the public. It's just like you have a 0.000 something chance of dying of COVID now. They keep downgrading it. It does kill people on a blue moon if you're really sick and have three, you know, comorbidities. So it's not a total hoax, but, you know, it's not like an Easter bunny doesn't exist. I mean, it's kind of like a duck-billed platypus. There are a couple of them, but they're super rare. It's like a white rhino. I mean, they exist, but they'll soon be in unicorn land. They won't exist soon. You know. It's like people with two heads. They do exist. There's not a lot of them. So, there is COVID. But, man, you go around everywhere. People think it's real. You tell them, hey, statistically, they go, I know somebody died. And I go, how old were they? 87 with cancer. Well, you know, they put that on the death certificate. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. It's the same thing. Hey, I've been at these Black Lives Matter protests. So Savannah Hernandez been attacked. She's like, statistically, you're more likely to drown than be killed by a cop. Shut up, white supremacists. It's the invincible level of the ignorance that is staggering. And so, two L.A. County deputies fighting for their lives after ambush shooting, search for suspect underway. They said it was a black man, a man with dark skin. Video shows two deputies ambush shot while inside patrol vehicle in Compton. Two L.A. sheriff's deputies, again, were taken to the hospital for gunshot wounds. BLM responds by rushing to the scene. We hope they die. Protesters gather outside hospital treating two California deputies in critical condition. And then they come over to the cops saying, we hope you die. We hope they die. We're going to kill you. And then when the cops walk out with their hands on their guns, they go, what the hell are you doing? You're abusing me. It's like when you run out and jump on somebody's car, they try to go around you. You try to pull them out of the car and they get out and beat your ass. And then you squeal and yell for the police. This is mental illness. This is brainwashing. This is people that literally believe that they're actually under attack when they're not. Look, I got a bunch of other cops that are dead. Rest in peace, Henderson County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Hendricks, shot and killed in cold blood, investigating a vehicle break-in. I got all these stacks here of just dead cops executed, but nobody cares about them, and it's not about kissing the police's ass. It's about kissing the ass of reality, ladies and gentlemen, that it's rare to be killed by the cops. Does it happen? Yes. Are the cops sometimes wrong? Absolutely. And they face prison when they do. Who wants that job? But in this case, let's go ahead. I already showed you the surveillance video of the person walking up and shooting the police and running off. This is happening every day in America, all because they were police, all because they were white. But these people shoot black cops, too. Remember, this happened last election cycle, 2016-2018. Soros turns it on. So let's just play the clips, clip 2, 3, and 4, just back-to-back. This is at the hospital with the deputies fighting for their life, and then these people show up. Here it is.
And I wanted to deliver the message to the
these pigs out here, they are telling us that we cannot come in here and see these individuals who's been shot down at the motherfucking train station. You understand what I'm saying?
There's no visitation
and so,
allowed, sir.
What?
There's no visitation allowed, sir.
Okay. This is a public hospital, right here.
We're here to see the cops.
It's a private hospital, sir.
It's a private hospital. It's a public.
No, it's not. It's not county. It's private. You need to go.
Black Lives Matter demanding to be in the hospital.
All the motherfuckers y'all that gunned down over there and the motherfuckers.
These are only phones. They're not guns. Put that shit down, punk. Put it down. That's why you're fucking dying one by one.
Put that down.
You're next with the fucking out of pocket.
I mean, obviously, if you show up saying, I hope they die at the hospital, they're fighting their life, people know you're crazy. So the cops are going to have their guns out.
Yeah, that's where you feel big and bad, huh? Take that shit off. Take it off.
And they go on for like 30 minutes, and we're going to kill you. You're going to die. You're going to die one by one.
A lot of motherfuckers coming down here.
Meanwhile, 2,000 black males die a year in Chicago. 97% killed by other black males. The rarest way for a black man to die is by cop. The most common way is by another black man. Or in the womb. But these people don't care about that. They've been told by the media, the cops are the enemy, and they actually believe it. They believe the news. There's so many of these videos. I literally watched an hour of it this morning. I mean, the crew, I just randomly sent a bunch of links. This isn't even the bad stuff. They say, you're going to die. We're going to kill you one by one. And then they wonder why the cops have guns.
And I wanted to deliver the message to the I hope they die.
Now they're saying they hope that they die. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all George Soros. Why is he not arrested? Now they admit that Mueller's people destroyed 30-plus phones with evidence of criminal activity. Why aren't they arrested? That's why they're doing this, because it's a criminal takeover. It's a criminal move on civilization and society. Absolutely no self-awareness. If you go to a hospital where people have been shot for no reason, fighting for their lives, saying you hope they die. We'll be back with hour number two. Roger Stone, stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.